Blog Talk Radio.
Who going to the Super Bowl? Speak it, talk. Let's go.
Is he dead? Is he dead? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a foot, it take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is a charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real nigga.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Woo! It's Friday, January 17, 2014. You know we always coming to you with a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie, with my co-host, Juel the G. You know he out on assignment and the producer and the, you know what I mean, my cellmate, T-Ro from North Park, Dallas, Texas. What up, Ro? Hey, world, what's going on? What's up with you, L Boo? You know what it is. It's Fanatic Friday, baby. Time to get it cracking before the weekend, you know what I mean? Big game coming up. Who in the hell's going to the Super Bowl? That's all I want to know. I want to know who's going to the Super Bowl, yo, Boogie. We all know that it's going to be one guy from the youth, and it's going to be one guy that's a vet. And who's going to end up winning the Super Bowl? Will it be the year of the youth, or will it be the year of the vet? Damn, we got some good games this weekend. And oh my goodness. Oh, L Boogie. You know, it's some people been bumping their head this week. How they just gonna bump their head before the weekend, man? Boy, we got some things to talk about this evening. And I can't wait to get down. What's going on with y'all on this Fanatic Friday? I know you ready.
Well, you know, the streets is talking, man. You know, I'm getting packed up, getting ready to go down to Pittsburgh, kick it with the chef, you know what I mean, for the grand opening on Monday. But you know the streets been talking. Who better? Peyton. Tom. Who's the better young quarterback? Colin Kaepernick, Russell Wilson. It's going down. We got A-Rod news, man. We got hirings of coaches in the NFL. We got some Aaron Hernandez news. Oh, my. It's Friday. Let's start off with football. Let's go. Let's get to the marquee. New England Patriots going up to Denver to play Peyton Manning. After this year, is it over for Peyton Manning? Is he going to call it quits? The streets is talking me. I might get another surgery. But let me, can I share a stat with you, Ro, before I let people, you know, get into the asylum and with these picks, man, because people are saying who's better, this and that, and we judge guys in the streets on playoffs. Playoffs? You're talking playoffs? Yeah, I'm talking playoffs. Bro, can I give a stat to you right quick?
Run the numbers down.
Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. And let me say this about the playoff games. Let me give you Tom Brady's stats first. His first seven playoff games, 61.2%, 1,508 yards, seven touchdowns, three picky pools, a QBR of 82, averaged 18 points, but he was 7-0. And let me say this. Since the Super Bowl for Peyton Manning, the last seven playoff games, 66.6%, 2,183 yards, 14 touchdowns, six picky pools, a 96.8 QBR, 20 points per game. But listen to the win-loss column. 2-5. Damn. Now, let me give you a worst-case scenario for Tom Brady. His worst nine playoff wins, 58.4% passing, 1,936 yards, seven touchdowns, 10 picky pools, 70.3%. He averaged 20 points, but he was 9-0.
And that was on a not-so-good night?
That was his worst nine playoff wins. Let me say this about Peyton Manning. 1-done. He has 8 total 1-and-dones. That's an NFL record. But that could be a good thing or a bad thing, a gift and a curse. But let me give you these numbers. 58.3% completion, 2,075 yards, 10 touchdowns, 6 picky pools, a 82-point QBR, 18.4 points a game, but 0-8. And one last thing to the streets. Tom Brady, 4 playoff wins without a touchdown. That's an NFL record. 60%, 864 yards, 0 touchdowns, 3 picky pools, 70%. They team scored 27 points, and he was 4-0. Let's talk about Peyton Manning's last 5 playoff losses without a NIT, without a picky pool. And that's the NFL record. 56%, 1,246 yards, 4 touchdowns. And once again, I must say, no picky pools, 85%, but he was 0-5. Let me let you, you know, marinate and ponder on that in the streets. So, Ro, I'm asking you as we continue, who you got Sunday? Throw all that out the window. Who you got, man?
See, that's where you trying to get me to do something just off the stats. You trying to get me to make my pick off of what you just read me. Because, man, when you read the numbers like that, how can you not go with Tom Brady? You know what I mean? even though on his bad night, even though they were wins, this guy still knows how to get his team where they need to be. You know what I mean? Even though Peyton Manning is the best regular season quarterback to ever walk on this face of the earth, when it comes down to the playoffs, he put up 1,000 more yards in passing, but yet he still is over. So like you say, El Boogie, I'm throwing all that out the window because I know this. Numbers don't lie. But I got to go with what my eyes been telling me. And if my eyesight is 20-20 like I think it is, I think that we're going to have a Manning over Brady situation this weekend. They're playing in Denver. Yes, it's cold. Tom Brady used to the elements. He can play in anything. But I think this is one of those years where Peyton Manning will be able to do his thing and help his team make it to that Super Bowl. Yes, Tom Brady is in the way. Who else would you want to be in your way but the best of the best? And we all know this. We are all marking Peyton Manning on what he does against Tom Brady. It's not fair, but it's the game. And he plays in it, and it's unfortunate that he has to go against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But guess what? If you beat the best of the best, then you should be able to go in and take care of business like you've been trying to do for the last 2 years. This is what I believe, El Boogie. If Peyton Manning should beat Tom Brady and go on and win the Super Bowl, he should retire. Retire while you on top. You know what I mean? Yes, Denver has had a great Hall of Fame quarterback in John Elway, who won his first one and then came back and won a second one. But is that going to happen for the Broncos? I really don't think so. So what I do believe is this. Hey, if you should beat Tom Brady and if you should win the Super Bowl, go ahead and retire. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to tell you like this. There's no other way to go out in the league except for on top. So I'm going to tell you this. Peyton Manning, take a page out of Ray Lewis' book. He went out on top. So go ahead and do what you do, Peyton Manning. I like you in this game. I like you in this game. But, you know, this is what it is. You got to face Tom Brady, and that ain't an easy task. So I tell you this. I hope you got the jacket strap on tight, boy, because this is it. This is the Super Bowl for Peyton Manning. This is the Super Bowl, man. What other way would you want it? Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Damn!
Like my man Ric Flair would say, when you walk the mile, to be the best, you got to beat the best. Woo! And, you know, that's how it goes down in the streets. Everybody has a nemesis. Everybody. Except the greats. Because they don't lose. They don't lose, man. Remember Dennis Hopper when he did that commercial with Deion Sanders? He's fast, man. I have to go with Tommy Cool, man. But like you said, Peyton Manning, he needs to win it. He needs to go out like his general manager did. Win one for Peyton this time. Not Tom. Not John, I'm sorry. But I tell you this, the Patriots are going to go up into Mile High, and they're going to shock the world. You know my saying, when you go on the road and you win, and you look in the stands and you say, look at their faces.
Can it happen in the NFC Championship game? Can the 49ers go down there and shock the 12th man and the Seattle Seahawks? Will that happen on Sunday? Who you got?
I'm going with the road team. You want to know why? I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
They've been in this situation before. They are used to it. They're hungry, and they got a guy named Anquan Boldin who played for Florida State. He's a winner. He's a seminal, man. But I tell you what, it's going to be tough. Russell Wilson is going to have to make a play this time. I'm not sold on Russell Wilson. Chef, I'm not sold. I know you out there listening down in PA, Huff Heights, Cleveland, though. Let's not get it twisted. But I know I'm not sold. Ooh, it's going to be tough. Both coaches hate each other. Ro, I got to go with the 49ers. And I know I shouldn't, but I'm going with both road teams, man. I'm going with both road teams in this, you know, Final Four of NFL going into, you know what I mean, the Super Bowl. I got both road teams. Who you got?
You know what the great college announcer Lee Corso likes to say. Wait a minute. Not so fast, my friend. Because let me tell you this. If there's one thing that the Seattle Seahawks have that's equally matched with the San Francisco 49ers, it's that defense, man. Anquan Boldin, Crabtree, Vernon Davis, boy, they've been hot this playoff. Boy, look, Colin Kaepernick been putting it on the money. And if he can take anything from the great Joe Montana, that is. Joe Montana said the guy still has room for improvement, and he loves the way he's putting the ball out there, but there's something else that he can do. And let me tell you, that one thing that he can do that Joe was talking about is going to be hard for him to do come Sunday. Because one thing the Seattle Seahawks defense does is, boy, they put pressure on the quarterback and start making you tiptoe. And if you don't know how to handle that pressure in the pocket in the biggest game, hey, man, it's going to be tough. But I give the 49ers this. They have been in this position before, and they look like the team that wants to go back to the Super Bowl. But guess what, L Boogie? They ain't won a game in Seattle in the last 2 years. There's only one team that has beat them since Russell Wilson has taken over at the helm. Excuse me, wasn't the 49ers. It was the Arizona Cardinals, Mr. Sean Ray. No, the Seattle Seahawks are 13-1 at home with Russell Wilson being the quarterback in the 12th man. So y'all got y'all hands full. And I don't think it's going to happen because I tell you this, it was already an earthquake that took place last week against the Saints. And if you think that the Saints was a hated team, you just wait until the 49ers step up into the 12th man because there's no love lost in between both of those teams. And believe me, if anybody's going to be talking trash, you know it's going to be that boy Richard Sherman. And you know, they got them boys back there to back it up. Thomas, Chancellor, Wallace. Oh, my God. So I hope you're ready. But this is what I say, El Boogie. Not so fast, my friend. Watch out.
Somebody moving in the baby tomorrow on Sunday.
It's going to be very hectic in the house. And I'm going to tell you, if you thought that small earthquake was something, they're going to erupt. I wouldn't be surprised if one of the stands break loose and fall down because they going to be cheering so hard and stomping so hard up in Seattle. It's going down. But this is what I like most about both playoff games, El Boogie. The weatherman said it was going to be beautiful. Oh, 60 degrees in Denver. So you know it's going to be beautiful in Seattle. It's going down. Somebody got to be feeling some type of way.
Wow. It's going down. Mondays, Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. The streets is talking, man. When we come back, we're going to get some people from the asylum to get their thoughts, you know what I'm saying, their take, their street cred. Can they keep it? And let's not forget, we got some dummies in the street, as Fred Sanford would say. Music supplier. Some type of way. Let's go. Speakers on lock from the college yards to the trap house. Got the
Arizona.
You know what I mean? The Valley, baby.
Yo, Boogie, you know I got something to say. Because I'm feeling some type of way. I like that. Rich Homie Quad. You know what I'm saying? YG and the boys, man. They be going hard, you know? But yo, Boogie. I need you to tell me something, man. What's up with the Cleveland Browns wide receiver, man? What's going on with Mr. Best? Davon Best. Arrested in an airport in Florida for resisting arrest to a police officer and a firefight out of all people. And then I heard this in the street. You know, my snitch told me, dog, that this dude is on Twitter with drug paraphernalia. Like this the thing to do in the off season. Dog, your season just ended 2 weeks ago, man, and you already wilding out. You supposed to be with, man, on vacation with your tackle box and your fishing poles. You already in Florida. You supposed to be going fishing. What the hell is going on, Davon Best? Come on, man. What are you resisting arrest for in Florida? L Boogie, what's going on with Cleveland, man?
Let me tell you something, man. I keep telling you, it's something in the water in Cleveland. Remember Dante Stallworth ran over somebody after he left the Browns? It's frenzy. They go home because I told you, Cleveland sucks you dry. And then he took his shirt off at the airport and put his dukes up like he wanted to fight somebody. I think he might have had a bad bag, man. Streets is talking. Streets. Speaking of Cleveland, they still the only team in the NFL without a coach. Please, somebody from Cleveland. Bro, we got somebody from Cleveland on the line? Because, you know, I am from, you know what I mean, Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I mean, Huff Heights, 93rd. How you doing out there? Big up.
Yeah, man, I think we got somebody in the asylum from the town, man. And hopefully they can, you know, tell us exactly what's going on down there. Because, man, it seems like, I know your town is wild, but is it hot like that? I thought Atlanta was the only hot Atlanta. Come on. Hey, caller, welcome to the Streets of Talking, man. You on the line with your boy L Boogie and T-Ro. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, that be me, right?
Yeah, that be you, caller. What's your name, Pippin?
Okay, praise the Lord. What's up? This is Jay Moore from up in Cleveland, Ohio, the 216.
Oh, that's what it is, man. Welcome to
hey,
the streets,
music,
baby.
I like
you know
that
what I mean?
Music, because you know what, though? I'm feeling some type of way right now. That music got me rolling, man.
Hey, Jamal, man, welcome to the show, first of all,
even,
man.
Hey, let me just help y'all out, man. I can't even begin to tell y'all what's going on up here in Cleveland. All I know about Cleveland for the last 38 years, I've been living here, man, and, you know, and I noticed in my upcoming, man, there's a lot of followers up here, man. It's a black cloud over this town. You understand me, what I'm trying to tell y'all? So I think for somebody to make it in Cleveland, he got to have some strong ambition. He got to be a blood-washed believer, first of all, in that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, man. And then after that, it's smooth sailing. You see what I'm saying? It ain't enough believers up here for me, man. And I ain't judging.
That's why
I'm
felt
saying,
some type of way I had to get up out of there.
Okay, and I feel you. I ain't mad at you. You can always come back, man, but go ahead and venture out. You see what I'm saying?
I did three times. But anyway, tell us what's going down there in Cleveland, what you think is the mark on the coach, and what you think about the best situation. What's up with your team right now?
Before this one thought leave my mind, let me just throw a real nice shout-out to my little cat, man, my little cat Earl Boykin from Central Catholic. They will be retiring his number this January the 30th against St. Joseph, and I will try to be in the house. So big ups to little Earl. Earl like one of the littlest big men I know that can handle that rock, and he handle his business, you know. In the upcoming years, little Earl might have been a little flamboyant or whatever because his game spoke for itself. But this is a humble brother, man. I'm so proud of him because I grew up around him and played basketball with him myself. So I'm just really proud of little Earl, and they're going to retire his jersey, number 10, at Central Catholic on January 30th. Street!
That's big news, man. Thanks for putting that out there on the air, man. L Boogie, looks like we got to make another trip.
And listen to this, Jay, before we continue, you know why they retiring number 10, Jay?
Say that again.
Because I wore 10, and he was wanted to be just like me. So I
you,
feel
you
some
ain't
type
wear
of way.
10, did you?
Man, you know me. Man, listen, stay on the line. And he went after my record. So,
okay.
You know what I mean? He wore 10 because of me. He went to Central Catholic because of me.
Okay, praise the Lord. I'm hip to you. I'm familiar with you. Yeah, I got a little background on you too. Yeah.
But what you think about the coaching situation? What do you think about that?
Man,
who do they think they're gonna get
I'm
in?
I'm gonna tell y'all like I told them. I don't know what to say about Cleveland, man. I'm just waiting, just like y'all. I don't know what to say, man. I'm a Cleveland fan for life, you know. I'm gonna remain that, but man, I'm lost with words right now. I don't know what to think.
Who you got this weekend to go to the Super Bowl?
Oh, I'm gonna take San Francisco. I like them odds. They ain't won in Seattle in 2 years. I think they're gonna take them this week. See, I'm an odds
who you
better.
Got
I
in
like
the legend
game? Type of odds. I like to bet them type of odds. And then I'm going with the underdog. Brady going to get him. Brady going to get him, man. If they play any way like they played, if they play any way like they played last week, Brady going to get him, man. Their offense was clicking on all cylinders. And I know the defense ain't as good as we think they are, but Belichick is an X and O's coaches, man. He's not about to let them guys do him like that if he can help it. So I'm rolling with New England and San Fran. Everybody I know, they threw the Denver Broncos and they threw Seattle out there, and I think it's about to lay like that. But I'm going against the grain. I'm taking Seattle. I'm taking San Fran, and I'm taking New England.
Let me ask you this question: did you see the new All-Star uniforms?
They ain't got their nicknames on them, I hope.
They're kind of like the Christmas jerseys where they have the sleeves.
Yeah,
the street,
man,
question
that's
of the night.
What them girls be wearing, ain't it? Ain't that what the females wear?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, I really don't like them new jerseys and them new uniforms, man. But, you know, it's a change, so let's roll with it, man. I'm with change, so it's cool. But I'm just giving you my overall opinion. They could say, let's stick with the regular uniforms.
Street question of the night, Jay. You know we in the sports and we in the hip hop.
Okay.
Got a question for you. You saw Jay-Z in concert, am I correct?
No, sir. I'm not a big fan of all that, man. I used to be. Not no more.
Let me ask you this. Jay-Z, Tupac, Biggie Smalls. That's the big three. Who would you take? Like Larry Magic and Jordan.
Well, I got to go with the era I came up in. I'm a Tupac era. I came up in the Tupac era. All eyes on me.
Oh! Jay,
yes, sir.
I'm so glad we got you out here, man. I had to throw out a calling card to heaven, know to the OG. You know what I mean? I listen to you all the time on Sunday. I appreciate you calling the show. And listen to this,
man,
Jay.
Don't forget.
Man, I'll
be calling even more, man. I just want to get acquainted with you guys, man. I'm so proud of all you guys, the way you guys just taking care of y'all business, man. Y'all inspire me. That's what I'm talking about. I need to be around brothers like y'all.
Oh, we appreciate that. And listen to this, Jay. We always got a saying to leave you with, and I want you to take this with you. Tell a friend.
Shoot.
To tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
That's how we roll,
you,
Jay. And I'm rolling with you, so that's what's up.
Appreciate the love, Jay. Man, you know, check us out on Monday, too, for those results, man, and let us know what you think about those games and if your picks came through, you know?
I got you.
Already. Yeah, man, that's first time calling Jay Maul, man, calling straight from the town. He say, L Boogie, see, it's cloudy, man, in Cleveland. He say it's a black cloud hanging over the city because of the football situation, man. That, you know what you need? You actually need LeBron to come on back to Cleveland and return home to do his thing, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, and they still love LeBron. It took them about a year. You know what I'm saying? It took that loss to the Mavericks for them to say, okay, he ain't so bad. And now they either one, too. They're like, come on home. You know what I'm saying? They need to move that black cloud, man. Bring in a nice little coach, man, who know what he's doing. Bring some sunshine to the city, man. Because I love the dog, pal. What's the best nickname for a damn team? The dog, pal. Hurrah, 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 hurrah. Up in this mother. You know what I mean? Come on, Cleveland. Get it right. This one. Come on, Cleveland. You can get it right one time. Let's move on, L Boogie. We had some good hirings. We had some good hirings, L Boogie. The Detroit Lions has hired the offensive coordinator from the Baltimore Ravens, Mr. Jim Caldwell. Used to be the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. And then down there in Minnesota, the Vikings have hired Mike Zimmer. He used to be the offensive coordinator for the Bengals and the Vikings back in the day. Do you think those guys made some great hires in those positions? What's your thoughts on that, man?
It's all about personnel. Yeah, they can play all the defense they want, but they need to get a quarterback that can make a play in the fourth quarter. Sorry, Minnesota. And you need somebody, because listen to this. Mr. All Day, you know what they say about running backs. Too long. NFL, not for long. So, I don't know, but, hey, Jimmy what's Jimmy C? Over there in, you know, the Lions, he has more playoff wins than the whole organization. So, he's bringing something to the table. And for Martin Luther King Day on Monday, he paved the way for a guy like Jimmy to get a job. You know, earlier this week, it was Martin Luther King's birthday.
Well, yeah, man, you know what it is. I think those were some good hires. You know, I like what Detroit is trying to do. 82% black in the city, and this is the first time they've had a black coach, a black head coach for their organization. So big ups to Detroit for hiring Jim Caldwell. I like Mike Zimmer. These are both offensive coordinator guys who like to work with the quarterbacks. And, you know, hopefully Zimmer will be able to, you know, step up his game and help AP out because, you know, he like you say, not for long. NFL, baby, them running backs take a beat. So you need to get him out on some screens to where he can, you know, prolong his career and because he done had some devastating injuries, man. And not only that, he likes to play through his injuries. So, you know, All Day, you got to do some different things for him, Zimmer. You got to get him out there in the open so that he can take care of business. So, you know, with that being said, you know, good luck to both of the coaches. I like them both, and I hope that, you know, it all goes down the way that those guys are wanting it to go down. Now, let me ask you this, L. Boogie. Early part of the week, there was a judge that rejected the proposal for the concussion settlement. Now, the original settlement was for $765 million to all those ex-players, former players, and those who have gone through this recently in the NFL. And, you know, the judge said, nah, I don't think that's enough. $765 million ain't enough? Who are we paying? I know the NFL is a billion-dollar league, but last time I checked, $765 million was a lot of money, man. Now, I know it's a lot of players, former players, that are going through a hectic disease, the CTE, you know. Tony Dorsett and a couple of other players have most recently been recognized with this disease, and it's incurable. Do you think $765 million was enough, or do you think that she justified the situation by saying, nah, we need more?
You know what I think? I'm going to tell you this. You know, we from the streets, and I'm going to say this. Every guy that filed against the NFL, you're a snitch. You know why? Because just like in the streets, when you get in the streets and you're doing your thing, you know what it is. If you get caught up, you get caught up. You knew what it was when you signed up. Same thing with football. You knew what it was when you signed up. You knew it was a violent sport, the only sport besides hockey where you can legally assault somebody and get away with it. Kidding me? Yes, $765 million is enough. You knew what it was when you signed up. You're a snitch. You're a rat. Yeah, that's enough, bro.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, but, you know, it had me thinking or pondering a couple of days after. Really, how many players, I mean, it's a lot of names on that list, L. Boogie. And I don't know how much each one of those guys deserve it, but if you got a disease that's incurable, you should get most of that pay. You know what I mean? $765 million might not be enough to cover all the players from former and those who are going through it today. So I'm going to hold up and wait and see what the next number's going to be. because $765 million sounds like a lot to me. But what you think the next number's gonna be? That's what I mean, if you do 765 times two, man, look.
I know you smell the money.
Exactly. That's where I'm coming from. So, you know, I don't know who's regulating around here, but that judge seemed like she got them where she really wanted them. And trip this out. The NFL said, you know, hey, we kind of figured that it was going to be something like that. You know, so I don't know, man. I just want to see what the next number's going to be. The next number comes out, you know, oh, man, what do you think it's going to be? That's all I want to know. Well, how much do you think that they could actually give these guys?
Ooh-wee.
Streets, when we come back, we're going to have You Big Dummy part of the show. Nick Young, Aaron Hernandez, Javarius Crittenden. Wow. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, get some more callers out of the asylum. And, you know, big up to, you know what I'm saying, Coach Rex Ryan got an extension with a lot of incentives. You better win or you're out. But that's the only way how it goes anyway. Let's go.
Blowing niggas with rusty ass German things. Keeping the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wet suit when it rains and pours and all. Hitting them with the ball, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me. Snitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my guns close to me, enemies even closer. Tending kites with the motor rollers, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, obsessed with gat. Since a little dude, eating niggas full buck 50. Niggas could kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly bitch like that can leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead.
Yo, it's some real shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when drums it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OG, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when drums it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OG, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, bitch, hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, too hard tops in the parking lot. Where my nigga rock, like the spark a lot. My brook launched out, speak for itself. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer. The UNO competitor, I'm 10 steps ahead of ya. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. Bitch, just suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M-O, D-B, Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D-double-E-P. What? Yeah, I wish I lived a life I lived. And yo, pride of you, tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit. I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. You rock that shit, that real life shit. Makes bitches wanna thug it, make the projects love it. You come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems, pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghost is gangsta. How we rock while you watch. Attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big guns, we get busy, it get grisly. Beat niggas bloody, twist niggas frontin'. Get to running. For the men's get to jumping, the fans get to thumping. MOBV got the whole spot jumping. When my niggas step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
The real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bump this. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bump this. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
We back in the asylum. Yeah, we got a different part of the show. You Big Dummy. your role. Aaron Hernandez under investigation for a shooting in July of 2012, where he might have been a driver and a gunman of a double slaying in Boston. Then you got your boy, Javarius. He's already under investigation of a murder. Now, he's been indicted on drug charges with 13 others, arrested by the DA. So you know it's fed. And then you got your boy in the NBA, your boy from the Lakers, Nick Young, a.k.a. What's his nickname? PZ. For throwing a punch at the guard from the Phoenix Suns, Goran Dragic on Wednesday. They some dummies, man. What's wrong with these guys, bro? What you think about that?
Man, these guys need to be on a lake fishing. I don't understand what's going on. These dudes are really losing their mind, man. Now, Javarius Crittenden, now that dude, his marbles are already loose. I don't know what's up with that dude. I always had a question mark about that guy. He streets for real. So he being indicted by the feds, the DA, come on, man. You knew he was in the car. I mean, come on, man. The dude brought a gun to the locker room. Come on, man. I knew his marbles was loose.
My fault, Nick Young, a.k.a. Swagger P. If you swag like that, why you can't keep calm, man? You trying to hit somebody. Tell them to meet you in the parking lot. You ain't from the streets. They said you was from Inglewood, but I can't tell.
He swung on Goran, man. Goran, he foreign. So, you know, some of them foreigners don't know how to fight, man. They just, you know, hold up, you know. So he better be like Goran. He got a whole bunch. He got the twins. He got a bunch of homeboys on his squad that can get down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know what's up with Nick Young. Nick Young got heated up around there. Hey, you know, them foreigners got defense, though. They can get up under your skin. You know what I'm saying? And Nick Young to let it get Swagger P. What's up with the nappy hair, too, man? Come on, man. Get a fade or something, man. I thought you was from the Fly State, man.
My focus right now is on Aaron Hernandez. I don't understand. You're making millions of dollars.
And was.
The thing about it, Ro, where you twiddle that fence, you're from the streets, but you made some decisions and some choices. And we in the streets, and I just want to say, man, prayers and shout-outs not to Aaron Hernandez, but to his, you know what I mean, his kid that will never see him again. Thoughts, streets, what do you think? Aaron Hernandez. He's collecting bodies. He got a body count in the streets.
Wow. This is what I don't understand about that situation with Aaron Hernandez, L Boogie. Like you mentioned before, he was making a lot of money doing what a lot of us try to do. Our dreams was to make it to the league, any league, whether it been bouncing that pigskin or running that pigskin. And this guy wants to be gangster. Now you're in a jail cell, 6x6, looking at the walls. Man, kids won't even be able to see you no more. You done did a lot, and now it's really hitting the fan. And for people like us, L Boogie, you know, this is what we enjoy. This is why we started this Streets Talking. Because we like to talk about people like this. What the hell was you thinking? Aaron Hernandez, you got people, you got the twins, you got the Ponce twins, talking about, or they ain't twins, they brothers, talking about free Aaron Hernandez. For what?
That was in the car. What are you playing? You're talking about free Aaron Hernandez. You must have been in the car with him. Are you kidding me? Woo! It's a dirty game. And like the OG scorekeeper would say on the sports officials, like we would say, like he would say, better you than me.
Yeah, you say that at the end of the show every Sunday too. What do you say? Everybody? Better you than me. OG, I love you for that one, baby. You and them got the coldest fans ever. Y'all better quit it with that. Y'all need to get paid for that shit.
And always remember, to the world, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Also, in the NBA, let's go ahead and say there's a three-team trade to a Boston Celtics, Golden State, and the Miami Heat. Boston Celtics, they got Joel Anthony from the Miami Heat and two draft picks. Golden State got Jordan Crawford from the Boston Celtics and Marshawn Brooks, and the Miami Heat received Tony Douglas from Golden State. It's some willing and dealing going on. The Miami Heat lost three straight games for the first time since early 2012. Greg Odom, he returned to action against the Wizards, making his season debut since December 2009. Shout out to you, G.O.
Scored 6 points. He had a nice little dunk, too, you know. He always try to make his dunk look spectacular. G.O., you don't look spectacular when you're dunking the ball. You just big. You just a big dude. I'm proud of you, too, Greg Oden. I'm proud of the Miami Heat for even taking a chance on you. So if you can start willing and dealing and getting your legs up under you, you said in a statement earlier this week, that your knees were feeling fine. Well, we'll see. You ain't played since 2009, so your knees should feel good. You in Miami. If come on, man. If that weather, women, and whatever else go with it, don't make you feel good, you don't need to be playing. I can understand Portland was a little cold, a little chilly, a little rainy, but you in South Beach, homie. They love big men. You know what I mean? So big ups to you. I hope you can do good, Greg Oden. I hope you don't flop and hurt yourself on a one-man incident, you hurting your own self, like trying to play defense or something. That's how you went down the last time. But I can't wait. I hope that you do better. You know what I'm saying, Greg Oden? You're on a great team. They need you down there in the block. They need somebody to deal with Roy Hibbert. Because let me tell you, Boogie, boy, them Indiana Pacers spanked that ass. 114-87. Come on, Miami. What's going on? Granted, I understand D-Wade is still hurt. You know, that's what happens when you mess with being Mary Jane. You know what I'm saying? He got wedding plans on the mind. Last year it was his boys. This year it's wedding plans. What the? Hey, that's why LeBron going to leave your ass, D-Wade. You better quit. Hey, look, you better quit messing around, man. You better get your priorities straight. It's the Miami Heat first, if you didn't know. Your family life and all that other stuff comes second. you got three, but LeBron's trying to get three. So you better step it up, homeboy. Talking about your knees. There ain't nothing wrong with your knees. You playing fiddle fool around there. You ain't fooling me. I did the same thing in college. Except it was a back injury. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, Elba? He ain't going to run a dog shit out of me. I'm going to take a break here and out again. I don't care about that.
Let's recap the show before we, you know, go into the second hour. Final Four in the NFL, who's going to win? It's the Young Guns going up against each other, and you got the legends, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Who you got going to the Super Bowl? You got Aaron Hernandez with his troubles. Swagger P, what you doing down there? Devon Best, Browns wide receiver. He might have got a bad bag. he takes his shirt off in an airport, put his deuce up, and want to go at it with a policeman and a firefighter. Are you kidding me? The NFL, the judge, she says $765 million is not enough for the concussion settlement. You snitches! You knew what it was when you signed up. Do you think is there any chip in the Miami Heat's armor right now? I don't think so. Some people say Indiana is primed right now. They have enough to, you know, derail the champions. You can't. Jimmy Caldwell, African-American, new coach with the Detroit Lions. Is it was that he made Peyton Manning better, or did Peyton Manning make you better? We will see with Mr. Stafford in the back, and you got Megatron catching the peel. Mike Zimmer, you need a quarterback down there in Minnesota. The pain will and the Cleveland Browns. Where you at, my Cleveland fans? You still ain't got a coach yet. What's going on? You're in the news for the wrong reason, but you know what they say in Cleveland and in the streets. Bad publicity is good publicity.
That boy being disrespectful, boy. Look at that boy. What's wrong?
And don't forget, later on in the show, we do have Freestyle Friday. Oh, yeah. When we come back, we're going to take a short commercial. When we come back, we're going to get in the asylum. We got a couple callers. Chef, I see you, baby. Tell a friend to tell a friend to always tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. OG. Baby doll, I see you guys. The world. We be back. Let's go.
Girls ain't no good, and the good girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want the smartness. College girls all want a thug, so it seems that we spend what we don't need. Gotta think for a queen who don't wanna leave. I ain't about to judge you, no judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your ass sheet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean it. I know, I just be calling a meaner. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a deep pass. Still I'm feeling this and I need bad. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your DC. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, blow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon. Hold up. Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride, I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at, I'm saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo, riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really say much, but it slows up, she got haters, but we all do, heard you when it's time cold, shawty fought through, baby look at they approach, how they caught you, all the mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't tryna kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fat. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it's working with deep breath. Yep, yeah. bed, floor, couch, more, shower, lower, perm, done. Love, nah, caught in the morning, cell number wasn't on, got.
Is it baby?
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. And don't forget, like I just told you, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You back in the asylum with T-Row L Boogie. Get at me on the Twitter at LBoogie15. Get at me on the Instagram at LBoogie15. We the streets, baby. Bro, how can they get in touch with you?
Oh, man, on the Twitter. You know where you can find your boy, man. D-A, the streets underscore T-Row. That's T period R-O, man. That's where you find your boy at, man, all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Love that Twitter, man. I got so many followers right now, man. It's crazy, dog. I didn't think I was going to blow up like that on Twitter. I love it, though, man, you know. But don't hate me when you don't see me all day, every day. I tweet every now and again, but I'm on there. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Perp Nasty and YBL, the Hippie Thugs, man. They had a concert last night. Opened up for your boys, Do or Die. Well, you ain't heard Do or Die in a minute. I see you, Hippie Thugs, doing your thing out there. L Boogie, man, let's get to the asylum, man, because you know and I know some people out there that don't agree with what we done picked. So let's see what the people in the asylum got, what's on their mind tonight. You know what I mean? Let's see what's up in the asylum right now, man. Oh, man, this is my dude right here. Hey, yo, caller, welcome to the asylum, man. You on the streets with your boy L Boogie and T-Row. Who is this?
Yo, this is Sebastian, man. What's up?
Big brother Bass. What's up with you, baby?
Man, I'm loving it, man. I got T-Row. I got L Boogie on the airwaves, man, dropping jewels, dropping science. I mean, I'm feeling it, 100.
You know what it is, but we do our best, Big Brother Bass. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, can we get to it, man?
Yeah, we can definitely get to it. Let's get to it. Hey, now check this out. It's a 5-4. A lot of people have already.
Oh, man, Frisco. Frisco, man. Man, Frisco and Denver. That's my picks. You know what I mean?
Frisco.
Okay, Denver, man, because my man Elway. Not only Elway, it's just the offense. They put up numbers, man. And if you're putting up numbers and you got a little bit of defense, man, I just don't see Brady and them doing it, man. They don't have the personnel for it. They got the coach. Now, I can't knock the coach, but they personnel kind of lack it, man. And they in Denver. They in Mile High, man. So I'm going to roll with them. And then Frisco, man, what they did last week, man, they got too much offense, man, for them boys, man. I like their secondary. Seattle secondary is tight. But, man, they got so much offense, man. And your boy Russell, I'm not impressed at all.
You're not impressed with Russell?
I'm not impressed, man. My man, L, you feeling me? Listen, man, They contained that young boy last week, man. They put him in there, and he couldn't hit his mark. I mean,
right. You
got to produce. You got to produce. You in the league. This ain't high school, man. Now, let me add on to some other shit. Listen, man, gangster is it's a thing that people really don't know about. You got these young boys living rapper lives. They're not even really living a true gangster life. A gangster is quiet. The gangster is seldom seen, never heard. These young dudes now, man, they flashy. They trying to be something that they not. And if you raised, now this is the science, if you raised by a woman, you do broad shit. If you don't have no dad in the house, 9 times out of 10, when you get money, you do broad shit. You're going to do something that you really that men don't do. Men don't do the shit that these young boys with money do. And true gangsters is seldom seen, never heard. That's all I got to say, man. I ain't gonna hit him too hard today. I'm just gonna splash that on you Monday. I'm after the Final Four Monday. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But you know, I'm gonna tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, man. You know,
that's
I know
what
how
I'm
y'all
talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You
hell,
know,
love you, man. I love you out there, man. Y'all doing it big, man. 100.
Man, you know what it is, Big Brother Bass. You know we always love you checking in with us. And let me ask you this.
Okay.
Aaron Hernandez has been charged or indicted on these charges for doing a double homicide in Boston in July 2012. Now, is he ever getting out of jail?
No, man. They can't wait to hem up, man. You know, they got him hemmed up now. So all they got to do is put the numbers on it. They just ready to add up the numbers. They got their calculator out for him because they already giving cats 100 years for a nickel rock. So he got bodies. Oh, man. He might as well kiss all his babies because he got all day. He ain't never coming home, man. And that's a shame because he had true bread, bro. Hell,
exactly.
He had real bread. You know, where he could have moved mountains, changed lives, but he trying to live like these so-called rappers, and these rappers ain't even living this life, man, that they talking about. They see other cats, and they just rhyming about it. Man, you drop them same cats off in South Oak Cliff or Pork and Bean Projects, man, they be running home, man. Streets, man, just talking, man.
You know, hey, now, Jim, Detroit has hired Jim Caldwell. Do you like that hiring or not?
Absolutely. But see what it is, he got to make that quarterback accountable. He can't be throwing no sidearm, man. This ain't baseball, man. You see what I mean? And if not, then he going to have to put him on a regiment where he got to start moving out the pocket. He stand back there, man, and take too many hits.
Right.
Man, so Detroit got the personnel. Now they need that coach to make everybody accountable. Start finding them cats. If they can't produce, deduct. I believe they do that, don't they? You know, so start deducting them checks, man. No late, no tardies, no absences, and no drop balls, man. Fumbles, all of that. Make them accountable.
And the last question for you before we let you go, Bass. A judge has rejected the $765 million concussion settlement that the NFL brought to the table. Do you think $765 million is enough, or do you think that she justified it by not, you know, accepting that offer?
$765 million? I don't think it's enough, bro, myself. Because the league, man, they got billions. They're not going to release that information. So, you know, go on and drop some more numbers on them, man. Make them pay. I mean, I just heard what you guys were saying about it. I'm not familiar with the story. But what you said, I don't think the number is big enough, man. You know what I mean? Accommodate them boys, you know.
I'm just scared to see what the next number is going to be. Because if $765 million is not enough, if you multiply $765 million times two, that's a lot of damn money. And if they go
that's $1 billion, $1 billion 400.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Before I go, let me tell L this. Send your boy a kite. Tell Dan Marley they got to start playing defense, man.
No doubt. I got you, Big Brother Bass, no doubt. And when he says Dan Marley, he's talking about the head coach at our alma mater, Grand Canyon University. We're now Division I. We got Jerry Colangelo, you know, being a big booster. We got Dan Marley. We moving. I got you, Bass. I'm going to throw him a kite, baby. Streets is talking.
My man.
We're going to holler at you
on
Monday.
Y'all stay up, man.
Come up with the predictions.
Yes, sir.
And remember, Bass, don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Already. Stay up, man.
Yeah, man, that was Big Brother Bass. You know, Bass, I'll catch you at the hoop court in the morning, Pippin. We didn't move to 55th and Sweetwater because 71st was two-pack. You know what I mean? keeping it hot in here, silent, keeping it rolling. You know what time it is, L Boogie. Time to ring that bell. Man, I gotta get me a cowbell in this bitch, because you know what time it is. Time to bring in the chef. The chef. Woo! You know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen, on this Fanatic Friday. It's the time that we love the most. Bringing in the chef. Chef, what's going on? How's the business going?
Oh, man, the business is doing Dow Jones numbers. All right, man, we ain't got to talk about that.
That's what I'm talking about. Congratulations with opening up that bakery side, and we'll definitely see what's up with the restaurant side on tomorrow. You know what I mean? Oh, Monday, my bad. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get the weekend over with. You know what I mean? How's everything going, Chef?
Oh, man, I'm relaxing. You know, I'm enjoying the show so far. I really wasn't enjoying the last quarter of his picks and some of the sins that he was. But, you know, we owe him to our personal opinions. That's what this world consists of, personal opinion. I don't have to agree with what you say. It's not up to me to agree with what you say. So I'll just let you talk.
But, that's what I'm talking about. So speaking of picks, who you got going to the Super Bowl?
I got the New England Patriots. And I got the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, what a feeling. Give me your reasons why. Talk to me.
I'm gonna tell you why. Listen, if the Patriots can withhold the Denver running game to under 50 yards, they don't stand a chance. They are forcing Peyton Manning to beat them. If they don't allow no kickbacks, no interceptions, no mistakes, if they be damn near perfect, they does not stand a chance against Bill Belichick. Let's be honest, fellas. We are messing with a guru, a genius. He is the Albert Einstein in football. Let's not get this mistaken. We have Tom Brady, the same Tom Brady that is compared to the greats as Montana and Joe Namath, arguably the best quarterbacks that have ever done it. We are going up there on a Sunday where it's 61 degrees, fellas. Tom Brady is damn near perfect in hot weather. Let's not get up there and get this misconstrued. Tom Brady, baby. We about to show y'all why that Peyton Manning is nothing but a regular Caesar Hall of Famer.
So you think Tom Brady just going to run through him and just call it? I mean, I understand the Bill Belichick side of it all. But you think Tom Brady got enough weapons to keep Denver off balance to get that victory down in Denver in Mile High?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Answer this right now. Did you expect New England to be here where they at right now?
I did not. Especially when Gronk went down and, you know, 6 weeks after he came back from an injury. No, I did not.
And why is that?
Nobody. I don't know anybody. I know Tom Brady. I know the running back. I can't even think of his name. He did.
Mr. Blunt.
That's right. LeGarrette Blount. They're the only two I know.
How? You got okay, and that's the problem. So you gotta understand. Did anybody know Tony Kukoc when he started off? Jim Paxton? Did y'all know them? Huh? Did you know them guys? You want to see why you do them guys? It's because of what greats make them. Greats wins football games. Greats make great things happen. And as that being said is, we know a Demaryius Thomas. We know Wes Welker. We know these guys, man. We know them. It's levels, man. Greats make great people do grateful things, man. And with that being said, I'm going to show when I come live Monday, as I do, I'm going to show y'all a reason why I am a guru with Bill Belichick. San Francisco, I'm grabbing y'all by the testicles, man. I want y'all to do something that haven't been done yet. It's been done, but not in this type of fashion. Let's show y'all why that noise doesn't mean anything. Get it done. Y'all been here before. If y'all make an issue, that's three times. Let's go. Be great. Duke, man, let's go.
So you think the San Fran can just go into the 12th man where they cause earthquakes, apparently, and shock the world and get Seattle their second loss at home? This
season? Can I give y'all my testimony?
Yes, please.
Hey, D-Mac, please forgive me, but you know just like I don't know. I don't care because they got Rob Ryan back there. Y'all know the New Orleans Saints is not a defensive guru. Let's be honest. Let's be honest, man. Defense keep teams in games. They have a man that's going to sit up here and single-handedly show y'all why otherwise. And his name is Anquan Boldin.
Oh, don't tell me you're going because he's a Seminole. That's what I had to hear from El Boogie earlier. He's a Seminole. He's gonna do it. And I don't want to hear because he's a Seminole. Why do you think – why can't it be Crabtree? Crabtree can't eat up the defense?
Man, listen, man. Crabtree has been proven that in times of adversity, he can show up. Listen, have you been sitting up here watching the football this year, or have you been sitting back just looking at the replays, the highlights?
Huh? See, I've been trying to keep my eye on the game, man. You know, I like to watch the game.
I'm going to tell y'all something. See, right now it's not about the names and the no-namers. What it's about is about the coaches and the preparation of going into this magnificent game, as we call this is the game before which legends is made. This is the game where it leads up to. This is where Hall of Famers come into play. Let's go. Let's be great.
That's what you have to be in this Final Four here if you want to show and prove who you think you should be in the Super Bowl. Now, let me ask you this. Your boy, Cleveland Brown wide receiver Devon Beston, lost his mind in the Florida airport, resisting arrest, fighting a police officer and a firefighter. Can you explain that to me, please?
Hey, I'm gonna say one thing, man. Do y'all remember the conversation we had 2 weeks ago when we acquired Lou Aldane? Cleveland sucks the life out you. Cleveland.
Is that what happened? I mean, he went all the way to Florida to act wild, so he got sucked up in Cleveland and lost his mind in Florida.
Man,
you saw him in the Dante Star Wars. He killed somebody after he left Cleveland. In off season, the cloud goes with you sometimes, some type of way.
Hey, was that a trick question that y'all trying to do? Listen, we have seen Brandon Edwards, we have seen Joshua Cribbs, we have seen we have seen William Green over and over. We have seen all these good people who come out of Cleveland, who be in the churches, good kids, great adults. But they sit up here and turns out because it's the curse in Cleveland. It drives any sane man crazy. It brings out the barbarian in you. It brings out that one side, that greedy side. You know what? We don't even sit up here and say goodbye in Cleveland. We say be safe. So with that being said, that tells you something. Be safe. Hey, I'm talking to all the airport police. Hey, listen, you guys, when you see a Cleveland native or a Cleveland player, it's not healthy to approach that man. He got all ignorance inside his mind. These females have sucked the life out of him. So with that being said, stay clear and stay alert.
Street question of the night. Chef, you heard about the $765 million lawsuit that, you know, the NFL wanted to give the concussion settlement, but the judge has filed that is not enough. Do you think that's enough, or should it be a larger amount?
Can we be honest?
Yes, let's be honest. Did you hear my take on it?
I personally think, you know, now this is a sensitive subject. I personally think that $765 million be awarded to Junior Seau just itself.
Wow. Just $765 to Junior himself?
Yeah, look what it done to him. Look what it done to him, man. It killed him, like it took his life. Like, dude was a good dude before this. Concussion sit up here, and listen, you remember in Rocky, every time Rocky get hit, it goes through like this type of formidable like event of which it just like no, like it just sit up here and mess with your blind and put you inside of a daze that like what's going on, like you lost.
Yeah.
Well, like concussions is more of a brittle, like it's a soul thing, like it gets to talk to your soul, it makes you crazy, man. Like it's just like me. Come at L Boogie. We hug babies. You know we ain't rap too tight.
Streets.
Listen, as me growing up as a young man, and as you being an OG, and as a trendsetter myself, who I have watched for years, like you think about all the killings that happen in the high rise of women throwing their kids off the 10 stories or things like that. Come on, like that was the PCP. But they got something that's legal, and that's called hitting concussions. They drive you into the same insanable roads. So
absolutely.
I think I just sit up here and gave Ray Carruth, y'all remember him, the Carolina Panthers, they killed his wife. Y'all remember
yes.
that man? I just gave
yes.
this man something to go off on his appeal. Get back in court and get it overturned, because I'm not about imprisonment to no one, even my greatest enemy. Like, it's either life or death. It's no imprisonment. Imprisonment is something that sit up here and takes you away from human society. It puts you into a world that is interiorized into a person that is unknown. It's the underworld of the society, like the world itself, man. Earth. Who want to be locked up? It's
Dude,
the
listen.
Life or death.
And you really get in conversation, and you really throwing kites, and you really got contraband, because you really in the streets where you in there, baby.
Man.
And speaking
listen,
of that, and speaking of that, let me ask you one more time. We had a big dummy segment of the show. What do you think about Aaron Hernandez and what he's going through?
I'm out of my, man, in the streets, man, that's what I was always taught, man. L Book, when you know something, you don't know anything. When you seen something, I ain't seen nothing. And when I heard something, I ain't heard nothing. No comment. I'm pleading the fifth.
Oh, and he's learned that from Huff Heights, baby, if you didn't know.
Now, that's the streets right there.
Yo, Mr. Chef. Can you tell them about the grand opening of the restaurant on Monday, on King Day, before we let you go?
Hey, listen, man. January 15th, a king was born. He stood up here, and he had a dream for me. So what I did was I went days early on King's Day and opened the bakery on King's Day. Listen, I don't care when the world celebrated. I opened my bakery on King's Day. I gave them a piece of a taste of heaven. Monday, January 20th, at 9 o'clock a.m., I am opening my grand opening to the Taste of Heaven, a restaurant. Come in, live, be free, get a taste of soul, because guess what? I'm official like Jesus' toenails. That's all I need to be said. 714 Liberty Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, man. Get with me, man. Instagram, A Taste of Heaven, with the underscore at the end. Chef Sharon, we are here. We are legends. Because guess what, L Boogie and T-Row? Every day a legend is born. Streets.
Woo! And remember this, Chef, what I always told you, every 8 seconds, a millionaire is created. Oh, in the streets. And we thank you for inspiring us, and I will be there on Monday and tell you this. You better go on Instagram, world, and look at some of this food. I saw some of the greatest desserts. Oh, my goodness. I might gain 3 pounds when I go down there. Streets, baby. We love you, Chef. Thanks again. And keep doing it. And don't forget to tell a girlfriend. We about to go to commercial. When we come back, we gon' get back into the asylum. Here's some more callers. And you know, it's almost that time. Freestyle Friday. We going in. What a great show. We thank you for calling in. Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Man,
taking pictures of my memories, see right there. Twisting on the blade in my heart deep. Always on my mind, so I can't sleep. She used to tell me she was all mine. Now the only way I see the broad is online. I'm doing drugs trying to feel you. I'm killing me trying to heal you. I built my whole life around you. I thought I found it all when I found her. Shocking sprees on whatever coast. How'd you really feel? I may never know. And as I ride through these streets with my hand on my heat, eyes red from the sweet side. Realize some things never change once in love and don't. You don't look at it the same, man. Fuck love, cause she don't live here. I'm soaked in blood, but I'm still here. Hip-hop, heartbreak, straight lace, deep bass, 808s plus the mixtapes. Got a nigga feeling like an open lecture. Get away, now you're all in the lectures. Being studied by the college's professors. Now I regret the day I met ya. I'll be the first one to say it. She ain't the one you wanna play with. I'll fuck hip-hop.
And if I cried 2 tears for her, that will be the most that I can give to her. I am Joseph Darryl Jason, Dr. Dre, O'Shea, and a host of those who passed away today. I'm Drake, I'm Wayne 2-Chain. You say you wanna rap to this bitch, you must commit. Then you're a slave to your grave. You won't get out, you cannot quit. She menstruates weekly. Her vibe covers keep you warm, but the source to her heart is love. Word up, right on, you know how girls are. She love when you licking on her world star. Kissing on her belly, trick on her and onyx. Confused fans think that she illuminates demonic, but she's the object of my affection. God's essence, God bless her. She bought me Bentleys, Breitlands. Made some friends resent me for writing about my life. They thought I should have stayed quiet. She took me to places I would have never saw without her. And she took me from my girl powder. I doubt I ever be the same. Hollow be thy name. Give me strength so I don't do this dame. Like a rental James, Brad warned me. While driving this all-born Ferrari, never follow winner games. I fuck around and I'll be sorry, but I tried. I used to ride her for dollars, not the fame. She slowed me down and had me guzzling on cups of lean. She's a middle-aged cougar, showing young as the dream. Noticed she wasn't breathing for a second, then I screamed, she's dead. And everybody took it out on that. I was just looking out for my music family. Wasn't trying to claim her to myself. She's yours, you can have her. She's a motherfucking whore. I fuck hip-hop.
And if I cried 2 tears for her, that would be the most that I would give to
her. We are hip-hop. We are the street. The streets is talking sports talk show. We back in the asylum, man. We back. Just got finished talking to the chef, man. Once again, big up to the chef doing his thing down there in Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? From, you know what I mean, Thurgood Marshall Recreation Center. I see you, chef, man. We love you. Thanks again. Woo! We hot. Big Brother Bass got in. Oh, man, I see you, T-Nick. We gonna get you in. We know you ain't, you know what I mean? We know you official. You ain't artificial. We already know.
What Bass say, L Boogie? You say gangsters, man, they seldom seen and you never hear from them. So why we hearing so much from these CBGs?
Crybaby gangsters. That's what they are. You know, bad boys move in silence. And you know, they always say it's better to be seen than heard.
Already.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, buddy.
So, man, we got a special caller calling in. We got a coach. He's assistant head football coach at Chandler High School on the football side, varsity, and he's also
the head boys track coach, and he has his team and girls coach as well. And they've won, I want to say, 7 state championships
eight?
In a row.
Nah, however many. I know he got – it's too many for his hand, L Boogie.
So we're gonna bring in Coach Russell Scott, and he's on the road. Coach Scott, where you located at this point in time? You said you wasn't in Phoenix, so where are you right now, sir?
Yes, sir. We're out in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at the Great Southwest Track Meet. It's the first meet of the year, and it's kind of an all-comers meet for high school kids, but it's a big meet for college athletes and also professional athletes. We got Will Clay out here. If you don't know Will Clay was a bronze medalist in the last Olympics in the triple jump. Will's also from Phoenix, Arizona. He went to Mountain Point High School, went to Oklahoma University, and I mean, the brother's doing great things, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So Coach Scott, how many state championships in a row again for the girls?
For the girls, we have 8 in a row. 8 in a row. Eight state championships in a row, man. It's been a heck of a ride. You know, I'm blessed, gentlemen. I really am. I'm very, very blessed because, you know, we work hard out there on the track, and I'm fortunate enough to ride the coattails of these young ladies who they practice year round. You know, I've got to say this is the toughest bunch of athletes I've been around in quite some time, and that was, when I say athletes, I'm talking about, you know, males and females, you know, because like I said, they train year round. It's not easy. It's tough out there. You know, they're pushed. Eric Richardson is the head girls track coach, and he pushes them hard. He's also the sprint coach for our program. And he's taken a young lady by the name of Kai Westbrook, who also, I mean, she's got 3 straight state championships of her own, looking for number 4 in her senior year. Kai is the AAU Youth World Champion, and you know, she's a dynamo. I mean, her father is the great Michael Westbrook, who played in Colorado with Cordell Stewart. Y'all remember the game in the Big House?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Michael Westbrook was the one that made that catch at the end of the game, and he was trusting enough, you know, to bring his daughter to us at Chandler High School, you know, and hand her over to us so that we could, you know, do what we could to help get her to the next level, and Kai's doing that, you know. Spectacularly, I can't. You know, I can't find a better word. You know, in her last year, it's going to be sad to see her go.
Wow.
Let's switch gears. You're a football guy. You have guys that's in the NFL right now.
Yes,
who you got going to the Super Bowl?
My goodness, you know. You know, that's a tough call. That's a tough call because we have 2 great football games, you know, Broncos and Patriots, Seahawks and 49ers. I've got, you know, you can't knock Tom Brady, but the thing about Tom Brady right now is Tom Brady has a running game. And LeGarrette Blount, what is Shannon Sharpe called LeGarrette Blount? The locomotive or the choo-choo train or something. No, he calls him the bus or something like that. I don't remember what he calls him. Anyway, whatever nickname they have for LeGarrette Blount, he's proven to be the truth in that offense. Tom Brady did not have to throw a touchdown pass. The running game did all the work last week. And now Denver's got to stop the run.
I had an important stat. In 4 playoff game wins, Tom Brady has not thrown a touchdown. That's an NFL record.
Yes, sir.
No touchdowns and 3 interceptions and 4 playoff wins without a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
4-0.
Mm-hmm.
Now with the
yep.
running game, do you think that they can go up in Denver and steal it?
I do. I do think they can go up in Denver and steal that ball game. Denver has a pretty good defense. they haven't shown me the kind of defense that can actually stop the run, though. That defensive line, it's got some weaknesses to it. Linebackers are pretty good, but, you know, linebackers are no good without a defensive line. I'm sorry, you know. I do see New England advancing to the Super Bowl. When you ask me about Seattle and San Francisco, brothers, that's a toss up. That's a toss up. You know, the team that has the ball last and makes the fewest mistakes, fewest turnovers, will win that ball game. I do like
somebody's
you know,
going it, home in the body bag.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you look at two great defenses, man. You look at two great defenses, very physical, very smart defenses. Two good defensive coordinators. It's going to be a low-scoring game, I think. I think the final score is going to be 17-13 to the winner. And I don't know who that's going to be. I really don't. Sure, Seattle has home field advantage, but I tell you what, San Francisco is not afraid to be on the road. They are not afraid to be on the road. They did it last year. Excuse me?
Yes, they did it last year in the ATL.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They sure did. You know, and so they have no fear of the road. They have absolutely no fear. You know, they are a unit. They are a complete unit. And, you know, offensively, you know, both of them have good quarterbacks. You know, they're going to test the defense. I think they're going to do, you know, what they can to try to keep each quarterback bottled up so they don't get out and run. You know, so it's going to be up to Russell Wilson and Colin Kaepernick to make good throws tomorrow on Sunday on third down.
Let me ask you this, three questions of the night.
Yes,
Judge said that she said that $765 million awarded to the settlement for the concussions that former players have, you know, had.
Mm-hmm.
She said that's not enough. Do you agree? Should it be, you know, $765 million is enough? Or should they, or is
now,
that valid for her to give the, to say they should pay more?
Okay. That was just for concussions?
Just for concussions.
Just for concussions?
Yes.
That's a large pot. That is a very large pot. You know, I heard the chef talking about Junior Seau, you know. But you also got to consider Dave Dorson, you know. Dave Dorson also,
for the
you
Chicago
know,
Bears.
Yes, sir. Yes,
my
sir.
Man, Mr.
You know,
my man, Mr. Waters in Philadelphia with the Eagles.
Absolutely. Look at Tony Dorsett, gentlemen. Look at Tony, you know.
Jim McMahon,
absolutely.
But listen to this, though, Skip. I'm going to tell the chef. Chef, you still on? Listen to this. Those players that are going to get that settlement for $765 million, you snitches. You knew what it was
right.
when you signed up for the deal.
Right.
You knew what
right.
it was. It was a violent
yeah.
sport.
Very much
just
so.
Just like when
Very
you're in the
so.
Streets, when you go to commit a crime, you knew what it was when you signed up for it.
Right. And I do. I you know, the judge doesn't seem to think so. I think it's a pretty good number. I mean, if they get more, they get more. But, you know, we're talking about concussions, but you look at Earl Campbell. You know, Earl Campbell's in a wheelchair, you know, and can barely walk. You know, we're talking about extremely violent game, gentlemen, extremely violent game. And I happen to coach with a gentleman who's going through some health issues because of his time in NFL too, which is Lionel Manuel. He played wide receiver for the New York Giants. You know, Lionel's got, you know, shoulder problems. You know, he's got leg problems, back problems, you know. These gentlemen put their lives out there on the line, you know, for these organizations. I know Mike Dick has done a fabulous job of fighting for these football warriors. You know, you do have a great point though, Boogie Down. You had to know what you were signing up for when you were drafted or you were you know placed on a team through free agency. You knew exactly what the consequences could be, and now. You know, years later, as we get older, and the two of you know, y'all played basketball, and some of your injuries have come back, you know, and are haunting you at an older age. I feel it getting out of bed. You know, I didn't play in the NFL, but I played college football too. You know, I feel it when I get out of bed. You have to understand what the consequences are getting into what you get into. You know, nobody's going to send me a check. Nobody's going to send me nothing. I got to go to work tomorrow at this track meet. That's my job. That's what I get paid for. You know, my insurance is if I get hurt, I got to contact the insurance agency, and hopefully they take care of my bills. If not, then I've got to write a check to pay for it. So, you know, I mean, I feel bad for these brothers. I really, really, really do. And I've told my boy this many times. I feel really, really bad for you, you know. And he realizes what he signed up for, you know. But at the same time, man, there's a lot of people out there suffering from more than just football.
Yes,
you know,
sir, that's a great point.
They're suffering from more than just football out there, you know. And the judge would say, you know, for teachers, you know, here's $765 million for helping take so many students to graduation. That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
No question.
Teachers do a service for human beings. For human beings, small human beings, okay? We help take them from kindergarten to graduation. We take them from kindergarten to graduation. I have a master's degree. I have a master's degree, and I make $38,000 a year.
Wow.
Okay. So if the judge would,
man.
Go ahead. Hey, $765 million to teachers. Why not?
Man.
Why
there you
not?
Have it. Coach Scott. Dropping the jewel tonight. We appreciate you all the way from Albuquerque, New Mexico, on the road to the chicken and the asylum with the streets. Thanks for throwing that kite. We love you, man. Hey, listen to
right
this.
On, brother.
Don't forget,
hey, love
Coach.
Love y'all brothers, too.
Coach, don't forget. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole
tell a girlfriend.
I love it when he say that.
When we come back, we gon' Voltron now. We see you, T-Nick. Hey, this for all the guys with the concussion. One day you're here, the next day you go. Oh!
So I'ma take care of my business on the smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say it'll be on. It's a trip you're here today, but the next day you're gone.
One day
living in, man, it ain't nothing but drama. Everyone wanna harm ya. In New York, niggas getting shot for bombers. Now they got your life in the palm of their hand like California. Niggas with those are hydroponics, marijuana. Gangbanging got the ghetto hotter than a sauna. Down in Orange, my nigga Pac died on the corner behind a funky ass dice game. I saw him once before we died, wish it was twice, man. I remember being 8 deep off in Chucky crib, letting us act bad, not giving a fuck what we did. When we lost him, I knew the world was coming to the end, and I had to quit letting that devil push me to a sin. My brother been in the pen for damn near 10, but now it look like when he come out, man, I'm going in. So shit, I walk around with my mind blown in my own fucking zone, cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
The next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
I'm up early cause ain't enough light in the daytime. Smoke sweet tea.
And so these chickens roll the clock like nine. Big nut holder, my boulder smolder on the PA pipes. AK loader as I get swallowed under city lights. Niggas be looking shite, so I look shite back. Can't show no weakness with these bitches, get your life jacked. Man, it's a trip where I stay, especially for me. Them bitches trying to lock me up for the whole century. They gave my nigga Donnie 40, don't say 19. I wish that we could smoke again and take a tight lean. My world a trip, you can ask Bumby, bitch, I ain't no liar. My man Bobo just lost his baby in a house fire. And when I got on my knees that night to pray, I asked God, why you let these killers live and take my homeboy son away? Man, if you got kids, show them you love them, cause God just might call them home. Cause one day they here, baby, the next day they gone.
Man, that's for the NFL players who said that the judge was valid. One day you're here, next day you're gone. $765 million. It ain't enough. Come on. Aaron Hernandez. Woo. One day you're here, baby, and the next day you're gone. We back in the asylum. Recap, who going to the Super Bowl? New hires in the NFL, Mike Zimmer with the Vikings, Jim Caldwell with the Lions. The big dummy segment of the show, Aaron Hernandez, again, implicated on another murder, being the driver and the shooter in a Boston drive-by July 2012. Devon Best, man, what you doing? Dope a dog food. You're taking off your shirt in the airport down there in Florida. Want to knuckle up with the fireman and the security guard, huh? Talk to me, baby. Talk to me, baby. Then you got your boy, Javaris. He down there in Atlanta, too. We're going to get T-Nick and him to tell about that. He indicted on some drug charges with 13 others. Arrested by the DEA. You know they ain't going to waste their money. It's frenzy. Our friend London Fletcher called in on Monday. His take. He said that Seattle Seahawks should win the game, but if anybody can pop them, it would be San Francisco. And he had an interesting take on Mr. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Their third time hopefully going to the Super Bowl, he says that they will have to go through. He's picking Patriots. The chef on the line, he hollered about it. He said the 49ers and Tom Brady as well. Those are my picks. T. Raw, it's frenzy, baby.
Yo, what's the deal, baby? What's going on with L. Boogie?
Man, let's Voltron up, man. Let's go.
Oh, man, you know I love to click-clack on a Friday, man. You know that's how we get down. Let's click-clack them up, man.
No doubt. Hi. No doubt. The host with the most from the sports officials, T-Nick. What the deal, baby?
Man, I love y'all bros to death, man. I didn't heard y'all ask what is gangster. You talking about everything from the moon to the sun. You know what I'm saying? And you touching dudes from Arizona to Cleveland, from California to Florida, from Texas to everywhere else. I love the way y'all span the globe, man. Not only the globe, but the U.S. too, man. So I'm going to be real quick because I know it's Freestyle Friday, and I can't wait to hear Skeeter Moe Jenkins Johnson III to get his thing going. I can't wait to hear Boogie get his thing going. You know, I only got a couple minutes, so I'll be in and out. The first thing I wanted to say, man, is your caller, Sebastian. Was that his name? Is it Sebastian? Was that his name?
Yeah, Big Brother Bass.
Big Brother Bass. He said the best. Real G's move in silence. When it comes to gangsterism, these rappers ain't nothing. There's only one rapper in the world who mean what he said and say what he mean. That's Tupac Shakur. That's the only one. Nobody else shot at the cops and raps about it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody else drunk the Hennessy and dogged the broads. Nobody else made the song for their mama and talked about Brenda having a baby and was telling the real. Nobody else did that. He was way before his time. That's why they peeled his cap. You know, and I let it, that's another show on who did it, whether it was Shug or Bad Boy or the FBI or the feds. That's a whole other story. You know, so we'll talk about that later on. But, you know, for I know this is a Cleveland show, a Texas show. You know, everybody in Cleveland, I'm going to tell you for real, you know, when I tell you I'm a G, I'm a G, straight up and for real. You know, I lived in Cleveland, all the way across Cleveland. When the rent was due, we moved. When the lease was up, we moved. I lived everywhere, from MLK to Cleveland to Wood Hill to East Cleveland to you name it. You know what I'm saying? I can't even think about it right now, man. I've been all the way across the board. East Boulevard. You know what I'm saying? I've been all the way across the board. East 93rd. I've been in Superior. I've been in East Cleveland. Only one time did my mama find a house up at Heights. We was there for 1 year, and then they put our ass out, and we had to go back. You know what I'm saying? Back to Kansas. You know what I'm saying? So, Boogie, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I lived in, I went to St. Catharines 1 year. And actually, I went there 3 years, and there was a rumor going around that the Dynamite Devils was about to fight the BCOs up there, and I took the butcher knives, and I was ready to go out, and I got expelled from school. You know what I'm saying? They shipped me to the west side. I had to go to Thomas Jefferson, came back, and had to play Nathan Hale in the junior high game in the playoffs in basketball. So if you hear me in the streets of Cleveland, you know I know what the hell I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Coach Hill, man. Over at Thomas Jefferson, dog. Okay. Shout out to Coach Hill, man. He had a curl and everything else. He probably did by now, but rest in peace, Coach Hill. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Right now, y'all know who the gangster is? J.R. Smith. What's my dude name that played with the Clippers that got all the tattoos? I can't remember his name. A little light-skinned dude right now. Nate
Matt
Barnes. Matt Barnes and Rick Ross. Y'all know what just happened just now, man? I live like 5 minutes away from the Holyfield Estate, and Rick Ross just bought the Holyfield Estate. So now Rick Ross is about to live down the street from me. Rick Ross, if you listen, ever me, you know I got it. I just want to let you know that.
Let me be the first to let you know.
What's your take on who going to the bowl, T-Nick?
Final four, I get it real quick. I'm going to roll with Sebastian. I'm going to tell Sebastian that John Elway don't play with the Broncos no more. You know, but I felt him, though. The Broncos got it going on. But I'm going to roll with Tom Patriot. I'm going to run with them with that running game they got, Bill Belichick. Tom Patriot. That's what I'm going with. I'm going with Tom Patriot, and I'm about to figure out the world. I'm going with the 12th man. I'm going with the 12th man, San Francisco. You're not going to make it, bro. You ain't going to be able to deal with that 12th man, man. I'm going with the Seattle Seahawks. But I got a bigger question. Is this the year that we finally do it? I ain't talking about Doug Williams. I'm talking about Russell Wilson or Kaepernick. Can we finally pull it off as the black quarterback and be the great white hope in Tom Brady or Peyton Manning? Can we finally do it this year? Can a brother finally take out the great white hope? That's my question. That's my question for tonight. That's going to be my question on Sunday when the sports officials get down. That's going to be my question on Monday when I call back into the street. That's going to be my question, man.
See, Nick, can I answer that for you? Let me answer first. Hey, T. Nick, I'm going to tell you this. No, it ain't going to happen. I'm sorry. The year of the youth. It's just not their turn, man. We all know who's going to win the Super Bowl. It's either going to be Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. We
I'm
all know that.
Different, though. I'm going
yeah,
different,
I'm
bro.
Saying.
I'm
it's
going
the
different.
Youth, hey, that youth thing is coming. One of those two guys are going to win it before, you know, they're going to be the next. They're going to be the next Doug Williams, you know what I mean? But for right now, man, Tom Brady is on a mission. Peyton Manning is on a mission, and we know, man, youth, our future. But for right now, man, them vets got that thing locked up, man. Them vets ain't playing. Tom Brady and Peyton Manning know what's at the end of the road, and they I mean, we got what we wanted. We got Tom Brady against Peyton Manning. This is the Super Bowl.
You're right.
This is the Super Bowl. And even for San Francisco and Seattle, it's a Super Bowl for them too. But
I agree 100%. I agree 100% with you, Rose. But we got black-on-black crime in the NFC, and we got the great white versus the great white in the AFC. That's what we got. So what I'm going with is this. Rose, Ed Boogie and them set the table. They set the table with Famous Jameis. We're going to do it in college. We're about to do it in the NFL. It's about to be a brother's world. We're about to do it. I'm telling y'all right now. Defense wins championships. Defense on the NFC side is about to take out them AFC pretty boys, and it's a done deal. It's a done deal. That's all I want to tell you. That's all I got to say about that.
Let me ask you this. Street question of the night. $765 million. Judge said it's not enough. That the, you know, the offer that the NFL on a concussion settlement. Do you think that's valid? Should it be more, or that's good right there?
I ain't about to give you my opinion. I'm about to give you some facts. You know why the judge said it ain't enough? Because the NFL lay anywhere from $11.5 billion to $14.7 billion a year. And that depends on which team go to the Super Bowl. When the Patriots went last to the Super Bowl, the NFL made $14.7 million. So you mean to tell me we're going to get $765 to the dudes who got a concussion? You're going to get that to them? The chef said it's sweet. Rick Caruth, if you're listening, Ninja, you had a concussion that year. You know what I'm saying? They'll make $2.7 million off a single 30-second commercial in the Super Bowl. That revenue overall in the commercials, $275 million. That's off the Super Bowl commercials. So what they're trying to give the other dudes who got concussions, man, please, that's popcorn money when they go to the movies. Man, pay them dudes $765 times 5, and then we got a settlement. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's all I got to say about that. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Hey, I know I'm pressing against the time, and I ain't going to ask no more questions. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it going because I know y'all got a show to do. But I'm going to tell the friend. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell my wife to get on Facebook and tell her friends to tell her friends to tell her girlfriends. And if they don't recognize that, damn it, Instagram it and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Blog Talk Radio, / The Streets Are Talking, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10, Eastern Time. If you don't know, now you know.
Now you know. L Boogie, man, he couldn't have said it any plainer. That's the homie. The homie with the most.
No doubt.
Straight from the sports official.
Oh, man, we really do appreciate that. And guess what, Ro?
What's
I want to say shout-out, man, to Uncle Joe. I see you, Uncle Joe. We pressed against the time. So guess what, Ro? Forget the commercial. I'm going in right now. I'm going to go in right now. Once again, it's on. Came through the spot. My bra had on the thong. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to catch it with the ball. Yeah, that would it be with me and my doobie like Cheech and Chong. That was back in 96, man. I don't know who was right or wrong. But when I come back around my block, they be talking here like they King Kong. But, man, when I get my glove, I be popping like it's ping pong. I don't know, understand, because I'm 6'2 real long. So, then let me get back on another subject and say what's up to my man King. He allowed me to and T-Roll to get on this Blog Talk Radio and do our thing. I ain't really got no pinky ring, but I'm still a king. And like I said before, hey, yo, Chef, keep doing your thing. You see how I bring it back? I don't even sound like Jay, but I tell you one thing. Boo Meeks, man, he love to play. Hey, yo, Bam, I see you, you HOF. Everybody be tripping because we be BNOF. That ain't even blowing money fast. And we be shaking our ass. If we was real cash, man, we would have been saving our cash. But we was just dumping it like it was a blunt ash. Man, let me stop talking, man. Stitch is talking. Yeah. Let's get up out of here, man. Yo, Ro, you got some shout-outs before we get out of here, man?
Man, shout-out to everybody who done called in, man. You know what it is, man. Y'all keep us hot. Fanatic Friday. We'll holler at y'all on Monday, man. You know, everybody that been checking us out on the web, man, keep us hot, man. We relevant right now, yo. You know what it is. Much shout-out to the wifey, Q-Dogs in the house, Mark and Mel, you know what I'm saying? L Boogie, you know, no other way, man. Much love to you and ULZG. We'll keep, get that boy back in the asylum, get him off the road one of these old days again. You know, 2014. Big ups to you, L Boogie. Much love, baby.
Oh, man, you already know. Big shout-out, man, to everybody at the crib, Cookie Mix. I see you. Man, baby girl, I see you. My niece, Pooh, I see you out there. We doing our thing, man. And guess what? We're going to continue to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You already know, bro. We're going to keep it gangster. And, yo, and I want to say this. For all of you who don't know, when you gangster, this is what you do, and you already know, man. You already know. You already know they watch. Man, it's T-Roll, L Boogie, Mondays and Fridays. The streets are talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from the street perspective. This is GK of this shit, man. Let's go.
Hit that category 5 when I walk up in the strip club. Throw it high, make you and George wash the head. But OGs never fed us, now young niggas fed up. Ballin' so hard, I deserve an N1. Faking soda marketing, I'm getting it, ain't it? Obviously, you a bitch, you a host, that's just my philosophy. And I'm known to kick it like the captain. Prosecute.